So I'll take you into where we recorded the record, Honkin' on Bobo, in the Boneyard, where we really planned on just rehearsing for it down here.
Here we go again.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4!
All that good stuff.
The only way I'd want to record the five guys in Aerosmith was just performing live. When you have a band that plays this well together, it's all about capturing the performances, which are always going to be a little different. No two are going to be the same, but they're all going to be good. And they're all going to have little gems in them.
That was it.
You didn't take that? Was the dat running? Good. Joey, man, that doom, da, doom, da, doom, da. It's really cool to go into that.
And I'm
just not sure where.
Water, honey.
That's great, man. That's therapy, man.
That was it. We have it now. Let's roll tape.
Dude, you wait one second. Let's practice the thing, the slide down thing, too. I know there were times when we would be arguing about whether or not we should be doing this record. It was a really tough fight. I don't lose sleep over much, but this was one thing I definitely stayed awake nights wondering if it was the right thing to do.
Everybody in the band would get in there, and whatever state the song was in, whether it was finished or it needed lyrics, whatever, you performed it like that.
Hey! So good! Hey, what's your pick? Where'd you find that sound?
In here, everything's blowing into everything else. So, you know, if there's a vocal mic open or the drum mics are picking up the guitars. So if you make a mistake on guitar, it's going into the drum mics. So you can't very well redo the guitar because it's going to come out through the drum mics on that take. So you have to, like, perform the take as a complete take.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the big difference. And we hadn't recorded like that since the first two records.
This is like... let the music do the talking. This is the same kind of, it comes from the same bloodline.
Well, for me, this journey started almost 10 years ago. I spent a lot of time on the bus listening to old blues tracks. And it was something that we had talked about and thought about as being something that would be fun to do. It really felt like it was getting back to the roots and rediscovering the kind of music that I liked. And I discovered that went past, for me, just an Aerosmith project. It was really bringing me back to, like, why I got into music.